But it's always going to be a continuing process, I think, because a person with a disability will always find new ways to use the technology and the resources that are available. Now, it sounds like a very simple thing, using a straw to communicate, but it's really amazing if you stop and think about it.
You're tuned in to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. This is Silver Screen Dream Machine. I'm your host, Boston Carlisle, here with Electrified Voltage, and we're going to start things off with a reach back to 1999, Sonic Onion Records. The album is Clayton Park, and the band is Thrush Hermit. We're going to play The Day We Hit the Coast. Here it is on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Keep it locked.
I'm going down to the river. ears, my nose, my feet will bring me back to this house. It makes them feel alive, it makes them proud. See, I'm just a dancer.
Relations between your world and ours have been strained on account of our repeated and failed attempts to enslave the human race. But we implore you to please heed our humble warnings against a more powerful force in our universe, the Central Services Radio Program, which airs on this radio station Monday mornings at 10 o'clock. Do not, we repeat, do not listen to Central Services. We have studied this broadcast. This is 1 hour of your life that you will never get back. The music is obnoxiously enjoyable, and you may be compelled to like it. A lot. This spells danger for the entire galaxy. Once again, do not listen to the Central Services radio program, Monday mornings at 10 on CFRU. That is all.
Action Read Community Literacy Center offers one-on-one tutoring and small group learning in reading, writing, math, and computers for adults aged 18 and over in Guelph. At Action Read, we help you identify what you're good at so you can work towards your goals. Learn skills to get the job you want, to work on personal budgets, creative writing projects, for test preparation, and to improve study skills. Our services are free and no referral is needed. If Action Read sounds like the place for you or someone you know, contact us at 519-836-2759 or visit us on the web at actionread.com.
You're tuned in to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. This is Silver Screen Dream Machine, and we just heard from a new Luc Doucet album, Steel City Trawler, on Six Shooter Records. The song was called Monkeys. The album is just black and white on the cover, but inside the booklet is a comic book, which is one of my favorite types of CD booklets / album art. There's a little comic book story in there, and it's very colorful and nice. And Thresh Hermit started it off. Clayton Park was the album. The Day We Hit the Coast was the song. Now we're going to play from Adrian Rasso's Clean Up the Mess. This is a special request by Electrified Voltage. We're going to hear an Electrified Voltage movie review after a few more songs. The song is called RL Shuffle. Stay tuned for the bookshelf movie listings and a movie review by Electrified Voltage on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Keep it locked.
your love was a ship, I'd pull your anchor and I'd christen it.
I'm in love with love, I'm in love.
And it broke me in two.
I'm in love with love.
Look out, baby, it's gonna break in two. Across the ocean wide, hold my breath and dive, dive, dive. They help me at the bottom and ask me why. Open my mouth and I'd tell them why. 'Cause
I'm in love with love,
and it broke me in two.
I'm in love with love,
so look out, baby. We're saying our prayers to lovers in the mist with the salt in their hair.
I'm in love,
and it broke me in two.
I'm in love,
it's gonna break you too. Yes, it will. The waves are breaking in a foreign tongue. I understand, but I'm feeling numb. Your love was a ship.
Pull your anchor and hang on to it.
I'm in love with love,
and it broke me in two.
I'm in love with love, so look out, baby, it's gonna break you too, yeah.
I'm in love with love.
You're tuned in to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. That was a new song by Alejandro Escovedo. Street Songs of Love is the name of the album, and Anchor is the name of the song. Now we're going to hear from Electrified Voltage's online movie reviews. Before we started that song, set off with Adrian Rasso, special Electrified Voltage request. And Electrified Voltage has tons of movie reviews on IMDb. If you want to find him on there, search on Google Electrified _ Voltage on the IMDb database, and you'll be able to find his reviews on there. This review is for The Rescuers Down Under from 1990, reviewed on September 3rd, 2010. It gets 8 stars out of 10. I personally think this is better than the original. Much better. I saw the 1977 animated Disney film The Rescuers for the first time last month, and even after two viewings, I could only give it a 6 out of 10. It only improved slightly the second time. I don't think I ever saw that film as a kid, but did see this 1990 sequel, The Rescuers Down Under. I remember seeing it on video within the next several years after its release more than once. And I'm not sure whether I ever saw the whole thing or not, but if not, I still saw a lot of it, even though I couldn't remember the title. Even if I didn't really like the original that much, I was still bound to watch this sequel afterwards, since I had some memory of it from my childhood, and have no regrets about that, since it is 2 stars higher than the original in my book. Cody is a young boy who lives in the Australian outback. When he is informed by his kangaroo friend Falu that a golden eagle named Marahoot has been trapped, the boy goes and successfully frees the bird. even befriending her. However, soon after leaving Marahoot's nest, Cody meets an evil poacher named Percival McLeach, who wants to capture the Golden Eagle. Knowing he could get rich by doing so, since this bird is so rare, he abducts Cody and intends to somehow get the boy to tell him where the eagle is. When the news of this abduction reaches the Rescue Aid Society, another meeting in New York is called to order, this time on a stormy winter night. Miss Bianca and Bernard are chosen for the mission to go to Australia and save Cody. So the brave mice ride an albatross named Wilbur out of the snowstorm and into the much warmer weather of the outback, where more danger awaits them. I think this sequel is better than the original for a number of reasons. I was not impressed with the songs sung by Shelby Flynn in the first film, but in Down Under there are no songs, though that could be a problem for some viewers. This movie also has a more entertaining main villain than its predecessor does, and the villain here is Percival McLeach, voiced very nicely by George C. Scott. There are some comical moments involving him and his Joanna, such as the egg stealing one, featuring a line I used to quote for a while as a kid, which was, "Did you take one of my eggs?" This brings me to another thing I like better about this sequel. It has more laughs than the original, not only with the villains, but also in scenes such as Miss Bianca talking about the mission while Bernard thinks she's talking about their wedding, and many scenes involving the antics of Wilbur. It helps that the voice of this albatross character is provided by John Candy. More still, the characters here are generally more entertaining than the ones in the 1977 film. I think I found myself more excited in this 1990 sequel, and there are some great backgrounds here, including the ones for the outback, where most of the film takes place. This scenery makes for a nice atmosphere. This 1990 film adventure was the first ever sequel to an animated Disney movie. Since then, many more have been made, but most of them have gone straight to video, unlike The Rescuers Down Under, which was played in theaters. This film is probably better than any of Disney's direct-to-video sequels that I've seen, most of which aren't very good. Watching this particular Disney flick was also one of those rare cases where I found the sequel to be better than the original, and it's amazing how many ways it's better than 1977's Rescuers. I didn't like everything about this film, as there were times when it did seem somewhat bland around the beginning, and maybe sometimes a bit kiddish, but still, while this film might have a little more for kids than it does for adults, I still found it entertaining enough to recommend for Disney fans of all ages. It apparently didn't do well at the box office, but it's good family fare nonetheless. So that is The Rescuers Down Under from 1990, reviewed by Electrified Voltage. Now we're going to go to our next musical selection. This is Common Grackle, and it's from the album The Great Depression, the new Common Grackle album on Fake 4 Records. The song is called All the Pawns, and after this we'll hear a soundtrack song from the new Scott Pilgrim soundtrack. You're listening to Silver Screen Dream Machine on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Keep it locked.